We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I never thought I would say this in my life, and I'm wrong, dead wrong. And I've got to talk about it because I trusted Gary Van Horn, the leader of the Delta Foundation, one of the most significant voices in this town. If there ever was an issue involving politics or anything in the gay community, I called Gary. He was probably on this show, I don't know, 100 times? I might be overstating that, but I was dead wrong about it. I never thought I'd hear Gary Van Horn felony charges in my life, ever. It got a little weird for me when my wife told me that she saw Gary with his car, and inside he had police lights, and that he was downtown parked, and he was representing himself as he worked for the sheriff's department. And here we stand. He's now charged with felonies. He's being represented by Phil DeLicente, who's also a close friend. And I wanted to snag him this morning. Phil, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Marty.
The charges shock a lot of people, including myself, sir.
Yeah, and I would just, and you hear this typically from defense lawyers, but on this one, really reserve your judgment, because this is, you don't look at someone in a vacuum. You look at someone throughout their whole life and all the good they've accomplished. And let's just be clear, the charges that are pending against him at this juncture don't deal with him going out and arresting people. It was all to benefit society. And he was under the impression, and he has good reason to, and I'm not going to discuss it today, but we'll prove it in court, that he was always acting as he was instructed to by the sheriff's office, and not necessarily Mr. Mullen, but other people that run the program. And we'll deal with that in due course time. You know, yesterday Gary resigned because he has so much love and admiration for the board. He does not want, just because he's charged with the various crimes, that it bring any bad light on Delta Foundation.
Well, he lied to me, Phil. I mean, that's the truth. And I got to be honest to folks. He told me he owned a significant number of Papa John's pizza franchises. The head of security for Papa John's called me personally and said, Mr. Van Horn never worked for us, never owned anything. So, hold on, Phil.
I can't speak to that.
So he lied to me. And regarding the sheriff's department, the sheriff flat out told me two things. He owes them a significant amount of money, the Delta Foundation, and that Van Horn lied to him, and that Van Horn forged the sheriff's name on documents. The sheriff says that, sir.
The sheriff, I don't know what your conversation with the sheriff of Allegheny County was.
I just told you. But
I could tell you this. To claim that Gary Van Horn forged his signature, I haven't seen anything that would demonstrate that. Quite the opposite. I mean,
lying if it's quite the opposite?
No, I'm not suggesting otherwise. Whether or not someone receives a piece of documentation that says they're able to do X, Y, and Z, that does not necessarily mean the recipient is the one that actually signed Sheriff Mullen's name to it. I'm not suggesting Sheriff Mullen is saying anything inappropriate. What I'm suggesting is all you can deal with is the evidence and the documentary evidence.
Yes, sir.
And if we had writing exemplars, I can guarantee there's not going to be a writing expert that says that's Gary Van Horn's imitation signature of Sheriff Mullins.
You told folks to look at his history, and I did. And if I go back to more than a decade ago when he lied, when he was at Community College of Allegheny County and forged documents to get a car, and when they got to his house and he worked for them, he had a house full of their equipment. He pled to that, Phil.
I disagree that he was ever convicted of any type of forgery.
He pled guilty, Phil.
He did not plead guilty. There's no documentary evidence that would suggest otherwise.
So he didn't do that either, Phil.
Well, what I'm suggesting is there's ways of disposition when the government and the defendant disagree, and that typically comes in programs such as ARD, things like that. So that doesn't necessarily mean that anyone's guilty.
So he did nothing in Allegheny County Community College 19 years ago.
Look, news stories are written all the time. Some are accurate, some are not. But I can tell you, when it comes to this case that I'm handling, from the evidence I've seen to date, it is very clear that Gary Van Horn acted appropriately at all times.
Phil DeLucente joining me. Hey, Phil, there's now a forensic audit being conducted at the Delta Foundation.
Which we welcome.
There are allegations floating out there, which you have addressed, suggesting that he abused his power when he was at the Delta Foundation, that he misappropriated funds. I have not. Look, all this stuff blows me away, quite frankly. I considered him a great friend. I used him on the show for more than a decade. And I'm not going to make it real personal, but I feel betrayed. A lot of people feel betrayed, Phil.
First of all, you have to break these up. You can't try to put them all in the same net.
Okay.
This is very typical any time a board member resigns, and we welcome any type of audit.
Right.
The Delta Foundation is about inclusion. If you had to use one word, and they're a vigilant catalyst for change, and they've created that change. And nothing that he wasn't an employee, anything that was an expenditure, Mr. Sheehan did a story yesterday which expenditures were incurred from time to time,
yes, sir.
But it was all ordinary and necessary for what? For the actual goal and the mission statement of the program. It's not as if there were assets being purchased of, you know, you hear all over town buying cars or doing things like that. So, you know, ordinary and necessary under the tax code, which I handle a few tax cases over my career, quite a few, that I think it falls under the code. So I don't think anything's going to come of that. I think what happens is when you are someone that's so controversial, now, you would admit, Marty, when you're the leader of the LGBTQ community under the Delta Foundation, people are going to attack you. You're going to have 50% of the people that don't like you just for existing.
Yes, sir.
So then you have this same type of animosity that's then brought upon an individual when somebody sees a guy a little down. And all I'm saying is reserve judgment. Don't feel betrayed. The facts have not come out yet. And you know, from the evidence that I've seen, I don't know why Gary Van Horn's in this position.
You say he's innocent of everything.
I'm saying that the evidence that's been presented to me so far, I am quite taken back the charges were filed in this manner. My client was not interviewed. I mean, I could go on and on, but we'll save that for the 12th.
All right. Phil DeLucente, Phil always steps up. He always answers the tough questions, and I respect and admire that. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
Bye.
I'm blown away. Gary lied to me, to my face, time after time within the last month when I confronted him about these sorts of things. And I apologize for using him. I didn't know. I'm a dummy. I was fooled. I was lied to. I was, look, we all make mistakes. And I've said this time and time again, and I have made critical mistakes, but I would never lie to Gary Van Horn. And he lied to me. He lied to me a lot. And it's sad.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.